Hi guys, how are you? How are you doing? I'm so happy to be here. This is so nostalgic because I don't remember the last time that I was on this podcast alone. Well, today I'm riding solo. I know for the past like 6 episodes I've been having co-hosts, I've been having guests. But today I decided to ride solo. Today I'm riding solo because I felt like I needed to talk to you guys like intimately. I feel like I want to talk to you guys on a one-on-one basis. So life in our Pelekaze, how is life? I hope life is treating you well. Life is soft on you. I hope your dreams are coming true. So welcome to another episode of Unspoken. This is episode 28. Yay! We are close to episode 30. Episode 30, I see you there. Episode 30 in a corner. So this is episode 28. Welcome to another episode of Unspoken. And I am your host, Awino Awiti. I am so happy. I'm so psyched up for this podcast. Let's get it! So basically, today's episode is just a life update of how I'm doing. I think it's like essential for this pod. I like having that close-to-close talks with my audience. I want you guys to relate with me on a one-on-one basis. So today's episode is just it's a life update. My life, of course. I want to start this series where each episode, I think once a month, I give you guys a life update. This includes, I review my monthly goals. I don't know if you guys set monthly goals, but I do. I started it this year in January, where I set monthly goals. When January started, I set goals for January. You know, there are goals that you can set the whole year. Most people set goals for the whole year, so that at the end of the year, you review your goals and whatnot and whatnot. I recently saw this on YouTube and research people doing these monthly goals. I won't lie, I saw this from Nkatha K. Nkatha K is a YouTuber, a Kenyan YouTuber, a Kenyan content creator. So I like her content. I usually watch her YouTube videos, and she does this thing about monthly goals. And then at the end of the month, she reviews her goals, what she achieved, the low lights, the highlights of the month, what she's doing, the proud moments. So I thought that it was a good thing. It was a good thing that I could do. So on 25th March, this is our life update. Let me start with my monthly goals. The goals that I set for March. I was launching a campaign as Maseno's first podcast. Yay! Where I sit on that identity. I take that identity, if I'm making sense. Just do a big campaign for that. So do posters, do social media activations, do an activation in Maseno, go for interviews in Maseno. So I managed to do that. I can say that proudly. I managed to do that, Aki. So I launched the campaign, Maseno's first podcast. If you want to follow up on this campaign, you can just check out our social media. Check out my social media at Awino Awiti and at Unspoken Podcast KE. You can just see how it went down. So I launched the campaign. I wanted to start with Maseno because that was where my journey started. Another goal for March was to go and get an interview at Equator FM, that is in Maseno University, to talk about just my podcast Unspoken, to talk about the campaign, talk about being a young girl in the podcasting industry, and generally just talk about the Gen Z's, us as Gen Z's in the podcasting industry. And I managed to do that. I'm so proud of myself. I managed to get an interview at Equator FM. It was actually yesterday. Yeah, I did the interview yesterday on Friday. I did the 24th March. I did the interview yesterday on Friday at Equator FM. I launched the campaign Maseno's first podcast. I also launched my first merchandise. Gosh, funny thing is, this merchandise was not on my March goals. I don't know how I forgot about it. I think it was on my February goals. Think I pushed to March goals. So I launched my first merchandise, guys. Imagine. Aki, imagine. I feel like I wanna cry. I launched my first merchandise. My t-shirts are out. Available in all colors. Imagine. you can just check my social media. I'm very active on my social media. All my social media, my podcast and my personal accounts are very active. I post frequently what I am doing, my projects. So you can go check the t-shirts out on my Instagram at @awinaawiti and at Unspoken Podcast KE, and on Facebook you can just check them out. So you can purchase the t-shirts at only 750 wob, Kenya shillings, not dollars. 750 wob orders and pre-orders, and they're available in all colors. Hata kama unataka extra large, jungle green, sea orange, yellow, available. So just hit your girl up and order your shirts. Yeah. So that is a big tick. Those are three. Save and save. So yeah, I did that. Yeah, I'm gonna put a tick. Although I didn't do as much, yeah, but I did, because I think I didn't save as much as I wanted, because I think I put a lot of money on the projects that I was doing. That is a big tick. I managed to save. Another girl is, yeah, I was supposed to organize an event. Yeah, this event, I was told about it by a certain university. I'm not gonna mention that university because things escalated very badly for me. So for my own sanity, I think I'm not gonna mention that university. It's not Maseno University. It's an university in Kisumu. Hey, I'm so mad, but I'm not gonna mention that university. So the student leader of this university approached me. Sindio? He approached me and told me to help him organize this event. It was, I think, Freshers Night. Like, he gave me the mandate to organize the event solo. Like, maybe I didn't pay the details, and told me, chick, do your thing. Like, first I told him, what is your budget? What is the school's budget? So that I can start working with the budget, with the school's budget. Sindo, akanitumia tu budget ya shule, sindo, akanitumia hu budget. Although the budget was a bit, it was scarce, but I told him, I will work away around this budget of yours, Sindio. So me, I started contacting my people, like contacting the people I wanted for the event. I was to look for a main artist. Contacted him and already early accept the show, and then he agreed to perform. See, that is a tick. Number two, I looked for dancers. I got dancers, DJs, MCs. I got sound system for the event. The school couldn't host the event at the school, so I had to look for a venue for the event. I even got the venue for the event, and even Nanika Funga history, like, I even sealed the deal with all these people, the dancers, the DJs, the MCs, the venue, and we agreed on a certain price. And then I told this student leader, this and this has happened. I've done this and this. And in Akakubali, this is 1 week to the event, guys. This is 1 week to the event. Nishonge na artist, a big artist in Kenya. A big artist, C2 artist. Ni. A big artist in Kenya. One of the biggest artists in Kenya. Sita mention. So, I've already organized this event with all these people. And now it's 3 days to the event. Yeah? The event was supposed to be on a Friday. Now it's 3 days to the event. Let's say it is on Tuesday. Yeah, it was on Tuesday. Now it's 3 days to the event. The event was on Friday. Now we have 2 days. It's Tuesday, that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The event was supposed to be on Friday night. Yeah? It's Tuesday night. I contact the student leader. I sent him the budget, and he was supposed to write an invoice and send it to the school so that the school can disburse the money. Yeah? The student leader ghosted me and told me, no, he ghosted me that Tuesday. Yeah, he didn't reply. I texted him on WhatsApp and sent him everything, the budget and everything that I'd done. Alini Greitik. He didn't reply. So me, I waited until, and that's Tuesday night. The event is on Friday. Yeah? Alini Greitik. That's Tuesday. And then Wednesday came. Nika Funga WhatsApp the next day. The student leader had not yet replied to me. And then I had to call this dude, and I wanted to ask him, dude, what's up? Dude, what the heck is happening? You're not responding. And me there on the other side, this kina main artist, they're on my neck. They're telling me this and this. So you know, if you coordinate, you have to be in contact with them. They're all contacting me because I'm the one who had contacted them. So this student leader, the one who has the invoice, who is supposed to give me the update if the school has approved the budget and sent the money to the account, is not picking my calls. He is not picking my calls. Sasa, boys, they are pick calls zangu. Sasa, mina shanganda dun aje. So, he replied to me on Wednesday, that Wednesday night, late in the night, and told me, the comrades have pushed the event. The comrades want the event pushed for them to prepare. What the heck? Dude, what the actual heck? What the fudge, bro? What the heck? Imagine, that is Wednesday night, he's telling me that. Finally, a breakup message, but what you're kidding me? Like, I felt like, wow, like, I felt so pissed off. What? Shit, I was so pissed. I was so pissed off. After me putting this thing together, the audacity of this nigga. Imagine he texted me on WhatsApp and told me, he didn't even apologize for inconveniencing me. He just told me, hi. Not he, but na kusema hi. He just started, the comrades have decided to, who are these comrades? Actually, the comrades have decided to push the event for ample preparation. I never talked with, like, he was, I was so pissed. So, because on the other side, the artist is on my neck. And it's a big artist in Kenya, by the way. I won't mention, but it's, you just think about one of the big male artists in Kenya right now. Just think about that. One of the big male artists in Kenya. Yeah, I'd already contacted him and he was on board. So this artist, the manager, the manager is on my neck. That was a big low light for March. Although those are my March goals. So now I'm going to talk about my highlights and my low lights. You already know my big low light. Yeah, you already know my big low light for March. That event, that cancelled event for that Kai University. So yeah, that was my low light for March. Another low light, I think I'm good. I'm just gonna go through my low lights. Guys, Nikki Dogo, go through my low lights and then my highlights, yeah? So another low light for March was my phone. I wanna cry. Imagine my phone crashed. It crashed, it died. I don't know what's the right word, but my phone. So I have to buy a new phone. Which wasn't on my budget, but well, my phone crashed, so I need to buy a new phone. So that was a low light for me. I lost a close friend. Not like he died, but we ain't friends no more. Yeah, so I lost a close friend of mine. Like, so tulikosana tu niseme tu tulikosana, was a close friend of mine, then things weren't going well, tukakosana. So like we parted ways with that friend of mine. So that was a low light for me, because this friend of mine was a big part of my life. For the longest time, and in March, that was a low light for me. Yeah, that was another low light for me in March. Yeah, I guess I'm pretty done with the low lights. To hell with the low lights. To hell with those, man. To hell. So I'm done with the low lights. Those are my low lights for March. So I'm gonna go straight to my highlights. My highlights for March. And ziko mingi. I'm proud. I'm happy. Because the first one, you already know, launching Maseno's first podcast campaign. That was a big, that is my biggest highlight in March. Another big highlight for March was getting the interview at Equator. Yeah, that was a big highlight for me. And of course, another big highlight was launching my first merchandise. That was a big highlight for me. You know, funny thing is, I never thought I would launch my merchandise now. I thought that maybe I'll launch my merchandise after 2 years. I don't know why I didn't even believe in myself that much, which is so sad, but I'm working on it, because I didn't think I would launch my merchandise now. Like I didn't think about it, but when I was writing my goals, I just wrote it in customer eye. Challenge yourself. Another highlight for March was I managed to train my first digital class. Imagine, I managed to, and a class of 25, I managed to train my first digital class and certify them. Like, me don't know about that. Imagine this girl over here. So that was a big highlight for me. Like, I was a teacher in March. I'm officially now a teacher, a digital teacher now. So I trained, I managed to work with this organization called Nairobits. It works with equipping people in the informal settlements with digital skill. So they contracted me to teach those students for 2 weeks. The program ran for 2 good weeks. So I was a teacher for 2 weeks. And funny thing, I enjoyed it. Like, that is what surprised me. I enjoyed being a teacher. I was so passionate teaching those, I won't say the kids, because it was, the age group was from 18 to, the like, 10 to 30, yeah. Some are even older than me. Na mimi hapo kasichana. That was a big highlight for me. I think those are my highlights for March, yeah. Those are my highlights and my lowlights for March. New relationship. Yeah, I think I reunited with a friend. Like, tulikuwa distant kiasi for a while. It's not true life. It was a life. We were distant. Everyone was chasing careers. Everyone was like, so we grew apart. We became distant. But I can say now, we rekindled our friendship, yeah? She knows herself. She's listening now. I know she knows herself. So shout out to you, friend. Watch list. My March watch list. Ah! This is one of my favorite parts. This is definitely one of my favorite parts. If you know me, you know me. I am a movie junkie. Hi. Me, I am a movie junkie. I love watching. Me, I can watch the whole day. I prefer watching than going out, by the way. As much as I love going out, I prefer watching. One good love language that works for me, hook me up with a good movie or series, yeah. So my watch list for March, Power Book 2 Season 3. Damn! I've been waiting for this series to come out since last year. Yani nimekuwa nikifanya countdown. Nani episode 1 ndio imetoka nani ko, hey. Like I'm just like here waiting. I'm just here waiting. When is episode 2 coming out? Tonight watch 2 even moja moja. I can't wait. Like I'm too excited to wait for the whole season to be full. No, I can't. I cannot. My curiosity cannot allow me. Power Book 2 Season 3. I'm also watching Bel-Air Season 2. Yeah, I'm watching Bel-Air Season 2. Spin-off, yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If you haven't watched that, go and watch it. Me, I always recommend people with the best movies. I have a good taste for movies and series. So go and watch Power Book 2. If you haven't watched Power from the original Power, there's Power Book 1, Book 2, Book 3, and even Book 4, yeah. So go and watch it. They're nice. Another watch list. Kenyan content. I'm watching. So a friend of mine recently gave me Showmax account. Hey, sipumui. What were for me? Juni lipo account ya Showmax. So I've watched Single Kiasi. It's a Kenyan series. Way. It's so dope. I like it. So it's at season 2 now, and I'm watching it and I'm loving every bit of it. It's so dope. Igiza, also on Showmax. I watched it. It was so nice. A whole season 1. Like, it's a whole series and produced from Kenyan producers. I'm just here to upload Kenyan content. Me, I personally consume Kenyan content. I consume Kenyan content. I love Kenyan content. And me, I watch these movies with another eye because I studied theater. I'm a theater practitioner. I'm a theater practitioner. Qualified, certified. I look at the production, the lighting, the stage design, the costume, the location. Like, I look at everything. I also tried watching Real Housewives of Nairobi. I'm not gonna sit here and criticize that movie. That's reality show. The way people are criticizing it, it's a good production for Kenyan. For the first time in Kenya, producing a reality series like this, me, I'll say they've done a good job. I'm gonna say that they have done a good job. Yeah, that is me. I love watching. See, I've told you me, I'm a movie junkie. So that is my watch list for March. Books to read. Unfortunately, I won't lie, I haven't read any books in March. But definitely add that. If you want to try that, do books to read. The April, I have to read 2 books now to replace for March. So I'll hook you guys up and tell you the books that I'm reading. But March, I won't lie, I've been busy. Hey, I've been so busy in March, I haven't got a chance to read a book. But that's not an excuse. But I haven't read any books in March. So I'm planning to do that in April, to read 2 books, and I'm gonna tell you that soon. So yeah, that's it. That's March for you. That's March for you. That's March for me. So yeah, that's March. That's pretty much March. You can start writing down your monthly goals, and then when the month ends, you tick your low lights, your highlights. You'll find that you're doing a lot of things and you don't even appreciate yourself. So it helps you like keep track. These monthly goals helps you keep track of your progress. I hope you enjoy this episode of Unspoken. This is episode 28. Yeah, this is episode 28. And guys, continue share this episode with your friends, your family, your everything. Just share this episode. Let people hear this. And for guys, I will encourage you to also listen to this podcast on Spotify. Follow me on Spotify so that every time I post a new episode, ding, you get that cutting and you get that notification when I post an episode. So you can find this podcast all everywhere. It's available everywhere. Unspoken is available on all audio streaming platforms. So check out my podcast. Interact with me on my social media handles. Interact with me on Instagram. I'm very active, by the way. I'm a social media manager. So I'm very active on social media. On my social media, on other social media, I'm very active on social media. I'm always there on my social media. So yeah, at Unspoken Podcast KE on Instagram, on Facebook, and at Awino Aweti on my personal Instagram. DM. Usiogope slide DM. Slide on my DM. Purchase your merchandise, yeah? Mashati, guys. So you can slide on my DM and order my t-shirts, and then pre-order. Tell me the colors that you want and then I will get it to you. Cindy, thank you for the support so far. Be safe. PSF maandamano zinaendelea. Hey, by the way, if you're in Kenya, I know some people listen to this podcast from other countries, but in Kenya now kuna maandamano because of the high cost of living. So maandamano zinaendelea, guys, be safe manzi, and I'm wishing you all the best. As much as the cost of living is so high, I'm just wishing you guys all the best. I'm wishing you, sending you love and light. Since you're sending you love and light, and may all your dreams come true. Remember to be kind. And I guess I'll see you the next time. Bye.